I saw this headline. It intrigued me. It said, good riddance to Little League. Now, we know it's been reported, including here on KSL.com, that participation in youth sports league is down in every single sport except American football. It's down in soccer. It's down in basketball. It's way down in baseball, but it's up in football. Now, setting that aside, I wanted to read just the last two little thoughts that he has here, okay? So just bear with me. I'm going to read his thoughts here, and I want your reaction, okay? Mm-hmm. He says this: I played organized youth baseball until I was 14 or so, and the fun moments I remember are vastly outnumbered by the terrible and stressful ones. Botching a critical play and feeling horrible about it for a week. Failing to make all-star teams because the coaches nominated their own kids. The tension of pretending these games have actual stakes in the sense that if you don't perform at your best, you're letting everybody down. In contrast, the most fun I had in childhood was with ad hoc games with other kids from my neighborhood. Basketball on my driveway until dark. Baseball with maybe four other kids in a vacant lot. Spontaneous play is better than organized play. The two can coexist, of course, but spontaneous play allows children to be in charge of their world for a while, to set and explore their own rules and boundaries, to exercise their imaginations in addition to their bodies. And so he determined that kids are better off playing sports on their own,
mm-hmm.
in that kind of informal way that they do around the neighborhood. And I wanted to ask you, Alex, because I know that you had a very different experience with youth sports.
Yeah. Well, what this guy is saying is that it wasn't fun for him, and so it probably isn't fun for any kid. That it wasn't something that was worthwhile to him, so it wasn't something that it's not something that's going to be worthwhile to anybody else. This is a terrible way of saying that we need to get rid of something because he didn't have a good time playing it.
But
Ethan, there were stresses in the neighborhood games. Like there was stuff at stake in the neighborhood games. And sometimes because they were not supervised by adults, they would turn into a little bit more violent kind of situation. So you could argue in that direction too. There might be a little bit more bullying involved in those types of games. So my experience, which is anecdotal, just like this other guy's, is that I had a fantastic time. I enjoyed it. I never was pushed by my parents to do it,
uh-huh.
despite the fact that my dad played college football, was an All-American in college, and played even for the Marines, and the Marines had a football team.
Yeah.
Guess what? When I was growing up, my dad never forced me to do anything. I wanted to, and it was something that I loved, and he said, hey, you know what? If you're going to do it, then, you know, let's do it, because it costs me money. And I knew that it cost my parents money, and I knew that it was something that was a sacrifice for them. And I knew that they had multiple kids doing it at once. And I would sometimes be a little bit, you know, like, oh, he went to my brother's game, but not mine. But the reality was that sports shaped a lot of the way that I am now.
Yeah.
Now I'm not, but I did a lot of other things. My mom encouraged me to do music. My mom encouraged me to do theater and acting and all these things. So I wanted to become well-rounded. It was important to them. And there were times when I didn't like the sport I was playing. And guess what I did? Stop doing it. So, you know, it wasn't that I would quit during the middle of the year, but maybe I'd get through it and go, you know what? Soccer's not for me anymore.
But what's your reaction, though? And I get it. And you're right. Anyone who's had a better experience than he did is going to see this very differently. But what do you think, though? What do you think about his point that the ad hoc street games are ultimately better for kids than the organized sports? He makes the claim that the ad hoc street games are for kids, organized sports, league sports are for adults.
You know what? I didn't have that experience at all with my two kids this year in soccer and my other son who was doing soccer and baseball, which, by the way, he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball was a new thing for him this year, and he loved it. Dude went to sleep in his baseball uniform.
Yeah.
I had to tell him that he can't keep wearing it to school. You know, I mean, this is because he liked it, and he loves the idea. Now, Brandon in Sojo makes a good, interesting point, and he's a total sports dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he said, this has become a popularity contest. And he said he's done the organized sports with a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old, and the 4- and 2-year-old's experience is going to be a lot different because now it's a popularity contest.
Yeah.
And I think that in in their particular case, they need to be totally aware of what they're getting into.
Yeah.
I think parents need to be less serious about getting involved. The league of soccer that my kids play in is fantastic. The mom will email us out and be like, hey, during games, don't yell and scream at your kids because the coach has a hard time coaching them when you're yelling it from the sidelines too, because it's hard. And the parents play along and they do well. It's very young kids playing soccer. And I know that there are politics when it comes to this. If your kid is not doing well in these sports, not performing well, but if they are not having a good time, then recognize it and say, what can we do? Now, if you say that going outside and having, as you call them, these ad hoc games of whatever, which
right.
I did when I was a kid, which you probably did when you were a kid, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Ethan, so few kids are doing that now anyway. It's hard to get kids out. In a lot of cases, parents are having a hard time having their kids do anything athletic unless they sign them up for a sport and say, hey, let's try baseball, let's try soccer. The days of you and I playing in the cul-de-sac are a lot – you're having a lot fewer of those situations. You're having kids inside watching TV. You're having more kids playing video games. And
you're having fewer parents encouraging outside play.
And they're scared to send them off down the road. They're not seeing them. It's a different situation. So organized sports – are still something that I think are important. And it's all about who the coaches are. It's all about the parents caring about whether or not the kids have a good experience.
Yeah.
So Cooper did coach pitch this year, right?
Sure.
It's where you go and the coach is the guy. And I had to be the guy pitching every once in a while.
I did junior pitch. That's with the machine.
Yeah. And so the machine is next year.
Machine pitch, yeah.
The machine's next year. And I'm throwing to these kids on the team and stuff. And all these kids were focused. They're 6 years old, and they're focused, and they're running, and they're running it out, you know, and things. And they're not getting thrown out because that's not what they're doing in the league right now because they're still learning the game. And my son would come home and was just like, I had a blast, and he had so much fun. And he was sweaty, and I'm going, and he's got a red face, just like his dad used to get, right? Sweaty, red face, and he's like, man, I played baseball and soccer today. And he would have days where he did both of them. And my wife likes taking them. If they don't like those things, if the emotional stuff gets to the point where they're like, I'm not enjoying myself, I would never want to force my kid to do it. But right now, I have great adults around me who are mature emotionally, and their kids are going to grow up the same way, and you're going to have people along the way that ruin it. You're going to have the guy screaming at the kid, at his own kid at the football game, or heaven forbid, screaming at your kid, or at you in the stands.
Yeah.
And we've got to figure out a way to fix that, but that is not an indictment on the entire league. And people telling me that everybody, that it's like this, it's political in my neighborhood, those, I don't think that this guy is showing empirical evidence that the game, that these sports are bad for the kids or that they're not having fun. They're showing that they're enrolling less. And I think that has more to do with the fact that it's getting more expensive. And that the kids have a lot more activities than just the usual baseball, soccer, and football, like when I had growing up.
Yeah.
Now it's lacrosse. Now it's hockey. Now it's
anything,
all sorts
any
of
other
things.
Than, so,
anyway, that's my thought on it.